Shadow.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed. Admiration is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have admiration.
Giving you what you need, but are you also letting your partner know what it is that you need? and what happens when you let your partner know what you need? Because, you know, we've been talking about the same thing, and what I love about this show and what we talk about and what we do, it always comes full circle to communication. And
right.
You know, it's important to talk about what's good, what's bad, what's mediocre, what needs to change in a relationship or a partnership, or as I often call it, a situationship, so that for the most part, everybody can be happy, and that they're getting out of it what it is that they need to get out of it. And everybody needs something different. Like, I'm an attention junkie. I love attention. I love affection. That's important to me. And I can get that in many different ways, but at the end of the day, it's what I need. So if you're giving me that attention that I need, I'm good. I'm not going anywhere. I'm happy.
There you go. There
you know,
go.
But
now,
if I'm telling you, I need that, tonight. I need that, I need that, and I don't get it, that's a different story.
That's right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, also joining the show tonight, of course, the one and only, you guys know who he is, the one and only Mr. Big Darryl Harrington. What's going on, Big Dog? How you doing, baby? Welcome to the ride.
What's going on, man?
Why y'all leave the gate open again? Why y'all leave the gate open? Oh,
gate
Lord, somebody
open.
Left the gate open.
No, it's open. Talk about what I need. Ooh, Lord, child. Right now, I don't need nothing right now. I can reminisce about stuff I used to be, but I don't need nothing no more. Know what I'm saying?
Let me close the gate. I'm closing the gate. Get behind the gate.
Behind the gate. Behind the curtain. Woo! Behind.
Okay. There are some people who absolutely just love when Big D is on the show. So Big D, you are getting shout outs on my end already.
It's a wonderful thing because they know what's going on behind the velvet rope. I ain't got to tell them. They already know it's going on behind the velvet rope.
No sex in the champagne room.
Somebody better have that little light, you know, to see where the little stains be at, you know, make sure they feed up.
Wow, really?
That's all I'm saying.
Really?
You know,
really?
You don't want to sit there after it's over.
Really?
Miss Nass,
really? You left the gate open. This is what happens when you leave the gate open.
He's talking about stuff on the bed. Wow.
Don't get me wrong. We can touch on that. Because if you like stuff on the bed, if that's how you like to be left back, and that could be anything from rose petals to toys to handcuffs to silk handkerchiefs. It's a lot. But the thing is that you have to communicate with your partner and say, this is what I like, and not be afraid to say, this is what I need. This is what makes me feel loved by you. Physically and emotionally. You know, if you are a person who you know you love to hear your partner compliment you or tell you, you know, they love you, then why would you get involved with someone who is not a verbal individual? It makes no sense. It makes no sense. You need to hear I love you, but you're in a relationship with somebody who acts like they're mute, you know. So this goes back to the very first show of this season of paying attention to detail. If you are dating someone, seeing someone, sleeping with someone or whatever, and you're not getting those things from this individual, I'm not saying it should be a red flag, but it should at least be a yellow that says, you know what, if this is really important to me and they're not giving it to me, but I see us maybe going, you know, long term, can I be okay with not getting that? You know, I want to be loved back the way I need to be. I need it to be custom made, tailor made to fit me. Not Kwashima, not Malika, not Antoinette, not Jennifer. Me. I need it to fit Jackie. So
not
when
Jennifer?
It fits, Jennifer, but Yennefer, that's different, because Yennefer and I are a lot alike, but that's different. Yennefer. But I needed to be custom made for Lady J. It needs to fit around my shoulders. It needs to fit around my waist. It needs to grip my ass. It needs to hug my thighs. So I need my love and my affection and my physical connection and my mental connection to all be custom made for me. And the thing about that is it tweaks as time goes by. So that custom made outfit of love that you gave me in the beginning, it may need to be altered a little bit. It may need to be let out here, taken in here. Some things may need to be added in. Some things I can let go and you can take out. But again, I have to let you know what those things are. You know, baby, I love that you, when I first told you when we first met, that I would love a rose every day. And for the last 3 years, you have done that. Baby, thank you so much for listening to me and hearing me and adhering to the things that I like. Baby, I know you love me. You don't have to bring me this rose every day. You know, just the fact that you heard me and you knew it was important to me and you did that for me is a big deal for me.
That's right. That's right.
That's all I'm saying.
Big D, now, before I even chime in, I know you have something to say on that now.
What else is this?
Look here, look here.
Did you just say look at here?
Look at here. Now, all right, wait. I gotta do a coin talk. Serious or not so serious? Damn.
not so serious. Go ahead. It's early.
I can be in a little. I'm cool. All right.
Okay.
Now, we do, like you said, it's about communication. It's about intimacy. Not necessarily sex.
What?
Intimacy. It's about knowing your mate. About knowing yourself. About that connection between one another. Like a nice stormy night like this. Some people don't like stormy nights. Other people love stormy nights.
I love stormy nights.
Look at it. That's why.
Friday night when it starts going down raining.
Let me let you know. When you hear the thunder, rocking, don't come a knocking. That's all I got. Anyway.
I'm sorry.
I'm saying, when you hear it coming, y'all just go. Go buy a movie or eat some popcorn or whatever you're going to do. You know, all I know is I got like 2 cases of caramel just waiting for the situation.
What the hell?
Exactly. Nigga with condiments. Understand? Condiments for
sex. You know what?
What?
I'm done.
I'm just saying.
You better get it.
Know what she likes or know what she like, you know, take each other's threshold. There's nothing like taking your mate to their threshold. You know, that place, that rarefied air. I love that rarefied air where you don't know whether you're about to pass out, knock them out, or fart. You have no idea what's about to happen.
I'm done.
You know, it's about to go down. It's all, you know. It's about to go fucking down. Because this chick done gone too far. All I know is my eyes closed in the back of my head, and I don't have control of my bodily fluids, and it's all going wrong here. You know, but, you know, I want you to stop, but I don't want you to never stop. You know?
Yes!
You know, if you don't stop, what you stop for? What you stop for?
Exactly!
What you stop for? Well, you told me to stop, bitch, don't listen to me! Keep going!
Put him back behind the gate.
Next time you, I tell you to stop, you smack me and call me your little bitch and keep going. And don't stop. That's
what you do. Wow. The relationship will never be the same.
It will never, ever be the same. It will never be the same. However, I totally get it. And it's about being able to have that freedom, which is scary that I get it. But it's about being able to have that freedom within your relationship to say, this is what I need. This is how I need you to be with me in every sense of the word. I need you to be gentle with me. I may need you to be gentle with me with my emotions because I'm fragile. I may need you to be aggressive with me in other ways. fuck the shit out of me. And I can be at two different extremes for what I need and be able to, you know, comfortably tell my partner that. You know, also too, when you get into a relationship with somebody, you know, again, I'm probably going to say this until the end of the season of our show, you know, paying attention to detail and communication, you know, you can see, if you listen, if you got 2 eyes at work and 2 ears at work, you can listen and you can see what someone needs. And if this is a person that you care about, if this is a person that you're trying to do something long-term with, shit, if this is just a person you want to fuck on a regular, you listen. You listen. And you see. And you give them what it is that they need. You give them what they want. And in turn, hopefully, yeah, get it all. And in turn, they're doing the same for you. You know, so don't be so shy and don't be so quick to maybe need or even to necessarily always hide your flaws. You know, a lot of times in relationships, you know, people get hurt in prior relationships and they may be in a certain place emotionally and they may be a little fragile. And as they're stepping out into something new, you know, I'm not saying first day tell the person. But when you see that this is going into something, somewhere, you need to be upfront and honest and say, hey, look, got a couple of little battle scars. We need to take this portion of our relationship slow. And when you see that this person can adhere to what it is that you're asking them to do and needing them to do, then it's like, okay, you let down your guard some more, you let down your guard, you let down your guard. And this person, in turn, is so enamored with you that they want to shower you with all of this love and attention and whatever it is that you need because they truly do care. That's how you need to be loved back. Now, when you got somebody who's giving because you've had a situation, please understand that there's some gratitude that you need to give back to that person. Because people, when you constantly give and constantly give and constantly give, you know, your vessel gets empty. You need to be replenished. I need to know that you appreciate what I do. I need to know that you're grateful that I listened to you and that I heard you and I understood what it was that you needed and I gave it to you. Just let me know that you appreciate that. Baby, thank you so much for taking time with me. Thank you so much for taking your time with me. Because, you know, In a past situation, this may not have happened. Somebody may have tried to rush me, but you didn't do that. I appreciate you so much. I love you so much. You know, and ladies, and we're going to talk about this later. And I'm not lady bashing, I'm not woman bashing, I'm not. However, a lot of times we tend to forget that our men have feelings and they have emotions. And they have egos that need to be stroked, and they need to feel appreciated, and they need to feel loved, and it's just not really all about fucking for them. It really is about knowing that somebody cares. It really, especially if they decided to be in a relationship with you, you know, let them know that you're grateful for them. Let them know that you appreciate them. Let them know that they matter. Let that man know he handsome when he gets dressed. Don't just walk by him. Damn, you look good. Where you going? Who you going to see? Oh, okay, maybe that's a little bit jealousy. But still, jealousy sometimes is a way of showing emotion. You know, it's like, I want to make sure you're mine, and all mine. You know, but when he looks good, he smells good, he's making some changes in his life, he's doing some things different because he wants to do that for you, then do that. So, but we're about to get into some music, and then on the other side of that, we're going to talk about, you know, that custom-made love and that letting people know how you feel and what you need Because as my daddy said, a closed mouth don't get fed.
Well, that's right. Once again, welcome everyone to the Relationship Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show. And we're going to come back pretty strong on this topic, all aspects of loving, getting love back. And maybe we'll talk about some suggestive measures you can take. So let's get into the first set and come on back.
Shadow, I love you, I hate you. You are now listening to the Relationship Flow Jam Show with your host, Ms. Janelle.
Number one slow jam and adult talk show here on Shadow World Radio.
Serious, real, real serious. You heard tonight, you heard Love Me Back with Mr. Kenny Latmore. You had Love Roller Coaster with Toni Braxton and Babyface, which they won an award for. And we capped it off before we came back with, let me get the music here, All I Do Is Think of You by Troop. The original was done by the Jackson 5, but Troop did a great rendition of it. And for those tuning in, we appreciate you tuning in and checking us out. You're on the Relationship Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show with yours truly, Mr. Naz, Lady J, and of course, I have to say, my man, Big D, Darryl Harrington, who adds another dimension to the show in a very upfront aspect, as we would say. But, tonight's topic, Love Me Back. I'm going to say this to all our ladies and all our fellas. When a man professes his love and he gives you is on, and it's through his actions. Let me say that again. It's through his actions that he demonstrates his love for you and his caring for you. Please take that serious. Take that very serious, because you know there's a lot of men out here that don't know how to. So when they do, when a man does show his love for you and professes his love for you, or even if you're just dating, he's showing that he wants to be with you. Trust me. Take that and run with it, because that man in your life is going to be so special to you if you allow him in and allow him. And I guarantee you, ladies, you know, I can only speak for myself. If I show a woman 50, you show me 50%, I'm going to match it 3 times that much. But that's just my cue. I'm going to take it over to right now to Lady J. Lady J.
Wow. You really want me to come back from that? Because the zone I'm in right now, the music was wonderful. Thank you so very much.
It's just the mood. It's just the mood.
I totally get it. I'm so there. Anyway. Yes, honey. We on the same page, Big D. But come on back.
Put them cards away, baby.
What, the lights was out, the candle was lit, the wine was sipping, the whole nine. And I put on some extra lip gloss.
Look here, about to be a brand new empire about to go on in this motherfucker. That's all I'm about to say.
Anyway. My cookies are special. I got special cookies.
Everybody wants some cookies tonight.
Everybody want a waffle.
Everybody want a waffle. 646-478-4507. For all you waffle heaters out there with the extra syrup. The extra syrup. 646-478-4507. Go ahead, Jack.
Yes. Loving me back. A lot of people think that if you love someone, it's automatic that they're going to love you back. And that they furthermore think that it's automatic that they're going to love you the way you want, the way you expect. And that's not true. That's not always the case. I mean, in life, we try to find like-minded individuals to be in relationships with. But a great point that Mr. Nass just made, you know, there are some people, I'm not even just going to say men, there are some people who don't know how, because maybe they've never truly experienced it, or whatever the case may be. So please don't ever take it for granted that just because you do something to, for, and by someone, it's automatically going to be reciprocated. There are some people who only know how to take, and then also there are some people who only know how to give. You know, they give, and they don't know how to receive love. So you really have to pay attention to people when you're entering or embarking on a new situation with them, no matter what it is. And I always say that's everything from just sex to a partnership to a relationship to a marriage. You really have to make sure that the person that you are with knows how to give you what you need. And in turn, you have to know how to speak up and say, hey, look, this is what I need. This is what makes me feel loved. This is what lets me know that I'm special to you. This is what lets me know that our relationship or situationship or whatever we have is rock solid, that we're in a good place. Whenever you're doing these things for me, to me, by me, this makes me know that I'm the person for you and you're the person for me. When I need to just have that feeling of love. Sometimes we need a little extra. You know the person that you're with, they love you, they care about you, they find you attractive, whatever. But there are those days when you need that extra something. I get a little whiny. I need some affection. I need a hug. I need that most endearing kiss on the forehead. And sometimes I don't say, can you kiss my forehead? No, that's not the same. But there are things that I may do or there's a way that I may act. My body language may be a certain way. But the person that I'm with is so in tune to me, and they get me, and they understand me, and they hear everything that I'm saying. They notice everything that I'm doing, and I get what I need. That's that loving me back that I need. There are just sometimes when, because you pay attention to me, you know me, you understand me, you get me, you know how to give it back to me. But now when we're in a situation where I'm never getting it back, then there are times when I need to say, hey, honey, baby, motherfucker, however your term of endearment may be, this is what I need. Oh, yeah, because, motherfucker. Yeah, because sometimes I may need to snatch you by your shirt and say, motherfucker, ooh, this is what I need right now. And sometimes it's not a kiss on the forehead. Sometimes I need you to yoke me up and take it from me, even though I'm really giving it to you. But for whatever reason, I may have had a bad day, and I may need a release like that.
Release.
You know, take me to spank my ass to... do whatever it is that I need. But you know me, and you love me, and you understand me, and you get me. And if we don't have to have a lot of conversation.
Only in America.
You know, no, only in my house.
Oh, my.
So it becomes about, I need you to pay attention to me. And that's the biggest way of showing anybody that you love them. Pay attention.
Pay
attention to their needs. Pay attention to their wants. Pay attention to their desires. Pay attention to everything about them. And give them what it is that they need. And this need, you know, we talked about this on the very first show, and I knew I would come back to it. Relationships are like, it's ebb and flow. You know, it's give and take. It's yin and yang. It's back and forth. And it needs to constantly be that way. And there are going to be some days in any kind of ship, relationship, partnership, situationship, where one person may give a bit more because somebody might be going through something, that might just be your nature, but that needs to come back. So when whatever you're going through is over, or whatever the case may be, you give that back to your partner. That's how we fail and make loving me back. That's how we customize our relationship so it only fits you and me. It's not a one-size-fits-all. I don't want a one-size-fits-all relationship. Shit, I don't even want a one-size-fits-all when I'm just fucking. You know what? What we do is what we do. This is not what you do with this one. This is not what you do with that one. When I'm blowing you, that's just for you. When you blowing down on me, that's just for me. When you loving me, when we're in a relationship, how you love me is how you love me. Not how you love Malika and Anna and Bessie and all. No, and that's not how I'm going to love everybody else.
I'm feeling it. You know, you touched on a great point there, Lady J. You said about, basically it's about personalizing that love. It's personalizing because, like you said before, and like we've talked before on this show, you can't do what you did with one person and expect the same results. Now, you want to get love back, that means you have to make that love or that attention personalized. And when I say personalized, you can't think your swag is good for everybody.
No.
You know, that goes for men and women. You know, if you want to get love back the right way, you make it specific for that person. That goes back to communicate. That goes back paying attention to details. It goes back to not just the talking. It goes to also the visual. And then sometimes it may not be involved with a lot of talking, but if you pay attention to details and watch how she responds, watch how he responds when you may do this in the bedroom, or maybe if you say these certain things. And also, I'm going to say this also in loving somebody back. If someone is telling you about their most intimate moments or most painful moments, remember it, because that means you became the guarder of that information. What I mean by that is that means if that woman or that man trusts you so much to tell you their most deepest and darkest secrets, because they open it, they're giving that vulnerable part about themselves to you, You got to honor that. You have to protect that. It's not for you to fucking throw it back in their face or try to use it against them. You cannot do that. Let me tell you, that's the number one kill of any relationship, or even if you're getting to know somebody, you cannot throw it back on them. Well, that's why your daddy ain't around, or your mother ain't around, or that's why I see why this girl left you, or this man has left you. You can't do that, because every relationship is different. Every situation is different, and you must treat that person special. You must treat it personalized, because everybody's different. And that's how you get reciprocated loving back, because that means that you put there's something special to them that's specific for them, and they're going to give you back that same personal attention. I just want to chime in on that. Sorry, baby.
Ooh, you better work. I like it when you come strong. Sorry. I'm back.
I think I'm eavesdropping. I think I need to go home now. Goodbye, everybody. It's been wonderful joining y'all.
Do you know how we go? We got to tell you how it is as men. Sometimes us men don't know how to we have to articulate and say how we feel. It don't make you a punk. It don't make you any less than a man if you don't say how you feel. It don't. You know how you say what how you feel. We got to say it. We talk outside of here, man, about relationships, brother. We always say, look, be straight up about it. Just don't bullshit. Be straight up about it. That's the only way you can
see your
man.
And that shit is sexy. Let me tell you, straightforward, upfront. Not rude, but straightforward and upfront. That's some sexy shit. That's sexy on anybody, but that's really sexy on a man. Thank you, Mr. Nash.
What do you think, D? I mean, am I wrong about being straightforward about it too?
No, you're absolutely right. Also, would like to say, Malika, Anna, and Becky, please call in. 646-475-2-7.
Yes! Damn it. That shit you did with them don't work for me.
All three of them. make that shit. Call in. Tell us what works for y'all. I understand. What Jack ain't working for us. What works for y'all ain't working for Jack. But we need to find out what's working for y'all. Just wasn't working for y'all. What worked for Jack? We all want to know what's working for y'all. So go ahead and call in. Well, you know, she puts y'all business out here on Blast Avenue and shit. She thinks she is.
Yes!
So you need to call in. Also, I would love to hear from Jennifer. And I would love to hear from Jennifer. She's in class, though. But, you know, Jennifer, yeah. We waiting online. It's going to happen what Wednesday night. We going to make this work. I'm just letting you know. Keep up alive. Now, moving right along to what you just said, that's absolutely positive. You gotta say it like you mean it. You gotta say it like it is. If you ask not, then you receive not. That's biblical. Point blank. Look, if I need something, I require something. In my situation with my wife, we have a very open dialogue, might I add. So for which we don't have any of these difficulties. We express to each other quite well. Matter of fact, as soon as this show is over, there'll be a lot of expression going on. God bless us all.
Express yourself. Yes.
Anyway, yes, I'm expressing myself.
Listen,
it's rainy. We got rain. We got a couple bottles of wine.
Brother.
We got some mad.
Brother Dowell.
It's about to go down.
Big D. I'm going to need you to come back behind the gate. Come on back.
Hold on. Listen, we have a special guest on the line. I want to bring her on. We have the lovely Miss Signature Black on the line. Welcome, Miss Signature. What's going on?
Nothing.
This is about to get... You thought it was getting wild before, ladies and gentlemen. We about to take this to a brand new address. That's all I'm saying.
Sig, welcome to the show, Sig. What's going on?
Oh my
God! Man.
I tuned in to the rant, and I'm like, okay, that's true. And Jackie's right; it's sexy on a man if you can say exactly what you want, be upfront about it, and don't be around the bush.
Exactly. How you been, stranger?
I'm fine. You guys are cracking me up while I'm waiting for the empire.
This is what we do. But okay, now that we've got Sig on the line, so we can now get different opinions. So, what happens? You're in a relationship, partnership, situationship, you fucking on the regular. When you're not getting love back the way you need to be, the way you want to, and you've expressed that. You've expressed what you need. You've done everything except draw a diagram and do a PowerPoint presentation. You ain't got flashcards. You went out and got an Excel spreadsheet. You've done everything you need to do to express to that person, this is what I need. This is where I need to be. This is what works for me. Then what?
Okay, I'm not doing all that. I'm not doing no PowerPoint presentation, none of that. Because part of, even if we just fucking, if you that imported dick that I bring in when I need you, we know each other. You know what I want. You know what I like. You know what I need. You take your time to get to know one another. So I'm not giving you directions. If I got to give you directions, I'm tapping you out. You got to go. I don't have time for that. Oh, I would like you to, no, hell no. Why are you with me? Don't ever let me see you naked again. We'll be friends and that's it.
Shut up, sir. Ah,
Tedder,
never let me see you naked again. Shut up.
Oh. That you look at them and you go, it's illegal for you to ever take your clothes off. Ever. You need to shower with your clothes on because you don't know.
I need you to get behind the gate with Daryl. Y'all stay behind the gate. But, you know, and the reason why I ask that question is, ironically, you will find people who will, for whatever reason, stay in situations and they're not getting what they need. Now, you know, it's never for us or our place to judge and or try to understand. But, you know, what recourse is that person left with? You know, and oftentimes I say, this is why I say, you know, with that class that I, you know, I often say that, you know, somebody teaches and teaches well, you know, side individual 101 comes in, because at some point, whether you're staying for the kids, you're staying for the finances, you're staying because it's the quote-unquote right thing to do, you're afraid of being alone, whatever your reasoning is for not leaving a situation where you're not being loved back, whether it be physically and or emotionally, somewhere, as my good friend Daryl says, you're going to need a supplemental. And that's
exactly,
where supplemental comes in.
Because if I'm staying with you for, if I'm just staying with you, it's the right thing to do, and we're great everywhere else, trust me, you not doing me right, somebody else is. If everything's hidden but that one thing, I can't. That, besides, that's the settle for situation. I can't within myself settle for, and I don't understand why other people do, but like you said, we're not here to judge. I just know that I have boundaries and I have absolutes in my life. But people that say they're staying for whatever reason, my hat is off to them. They're better people than I am. I become very shallow at that point. I need 100% or I don't need you at all.
Well,
seriously, if I start diversifying, I'm going to have you're going to have a whole lot more issues going on.
I hear you. We're going to go into our next music block, and when we come back, I want to explore that some more with you, and then you guys, I need it from a man's perspective. But, you know, when you're not being loved back, what do you do? What do you do? What's your next recourse? And then what happens when you find this amazing supplemental that works for you? Then what happens? But let's play some music while we think about it.
All right.
You are now in the relationship. Slow Jam Mix Tape Show on Shadow World Radio.
A baby sleeping in his mother's arms. And I've seen couples find each other in the dark. And I see us together again, even if only in my eyes. I see colors on a canvas turn to art. And I've seen people search for answers in the stars. And I've seen days when no one talks to me but God. I can see us together again, even if only in my heart. Before the heavens open up, we might just find that we're still in love. Oh, if you love me, I believe that one day you'll be back in my life. Only in my heart, you're still my number one. If only, only, only. I keep a photo in my wallet of us two. I keep on dreaming every dream I have is you. Keep saying I'll throw it away, but never do.
Never.
Keep wondering when did I become the shameless fool. Do you ever think of me at all? Keep praying that it's you each time that someone comes. Keep thinking, why the hell are we even apart? I keep holding out hope for us, if only in my heart. Before the heavens open up, we might just find that we're still in love. Oh, if you love me. I believe that one day you'll be back in my arms. I don't care how long, I'll just keep holding on until you are. Oh, if you love me, I believe that we're not over. While we're apart, it might not be small, but you're still my. Only in my heart, if only in my heart. You're still my number one.
argument.
You told me you love me.
All the things I said I never meant. No, baby, I didn't mean to make you cry. I didn't mean to make you say bye bye bye. Body earth, all your softest spots I plan to learn.
I'm not afraid of change.
We are back. Once again, welcome to the Relation Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show. And tonight, I want to make sure I give special kudos to the artists that sing in these songs. Of course, Mr. Jaheim was a new hit, Back in My Arms. The other cut you heard was a classic, Lose Control by Silk. And, of course, the ladies from the ATL, Escape, singing Who Can I Run To? A lot of you ladies know Candy from Atlanta Housewives. She's one of the original members and a songwriter for many hits like that. And, of course, Tiny, the wife of Mr. T.I. So, once again, welcome to the ride, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's show is Love Me Back. And we left off with a great friend, great sister, Miss Signature Black, is online listening to the show. And also, big shout out to Texas. I see you listening. Big shout out to North Carolina, Philadelphia. Thank you for tuning in. And of course, my brother of another mother, Mr. Big Dow Harrington. You know, what's going on? And tonight is Love Me Back. Lady J, you want to take it from there?
I just find it interesting that the last song you played by Escape ties into the question that we posed right before we went into the musical break. So I don't know if that was you being the great oracle or if it just worked out that way. But the question that I posed was, you know, what have you done and said everything there is to be done and everything there is to be said? And for whatever reason, you're still in this situation or whatever the case may be, and you're not getting love the way you need to be. And what becomes your recourse? What becomes your options? I think, and Sig was saying, you know, she was answering, she was saying, you know, for herself, that's not an option for her. She needs 100%. But like I said, you know, we have people who stay in situations for whatever the reason. And like I said, I want to be very clear. We're not judging. We're not finding fault. You know, I too did the whole got to do what's right thing, you know, doing what's best for the kids until I realized, you know what, that's not what's best for the kids. And it's damn sure not what's best for me. So what about those people who are looking for something and really needing something, whether it's just some time, whether it's just some attention, whether it's just some affection, whether it's somebody to laugh at their jokes, because no matter how corny your jokes are, somebody out there is going to find you funny. You know, there's somebody out there who is going to appreciate you the way you are. What do you do? Don't jump in.
Wait. Before I jump in here, I have to say something. I've been inspired to do something. Ladies, if you call 646-478-4547, jump in on the experience. I tell you what, we'll give away two of the Lady Shadow World t-shirts. And if you got any more of the Relation shirt, I tell you what, we've been throwing a Relation shirt as well. 646-478-4507. Tell you what, we're going to ask.
I'm going to hang up and call back.
Wait, no.
Oh, never mind.
But you got to ask, you got to answer a question. You know, God faith church, that you're a loyal listener. All right. Each and every one of us, Zig, Jack, me, and Naz, have been on this show, but we're also on other shows. Or have been on other shows previously. All you got to do is just take one of us and take all of us and say, what other show have we been on the Blog Talk Radio Network for Shadow Worlds? You got yourself a t-shirt. Or me and Mr. Naz, Mr. Shadow World, all with Lifeline Black. Me and Naz are from the same hometown. What hometown are we from? If you can answer that question, free t-shirt. So for the first two or three of y'all, y'all going to be getting some t-shirts tonight. But call in. Don't be scared. 646-478-4507. And also you need to tell us about, you know, how you communicate with your loved one and let them know what you need to be loved. So jump on in.
All right, now
well,
jump on in and answer my question.
Okay. Ask me one more time, Jacqueline.
See, you're not paying attention to me. This is why I need a supplement. This is why I got to go out there and find somebody who will pay attention to me when I talk, damn it. Because obviously you don't pay attention to me when I talk.
Oh, my God. Y'all need counseling.
Yes, we do.
Let's be honest. Let's be real. Okay, because people are going to stay. People are going to want to hold their relationships together because you are in love with this person. You love this person. You've been with this person for a while.
Absolutely.
So for me, when you're serious about it, you've got to do those relationship checks because, you know, your crazy is real. And one day they're going to wake up and realize that. You've got to check in. You've got to keep the lines of communication open. Don't let something bother you because it's the little things that rip relationships apart, not the big things. The big things
say
you
it again.
To talk about.
Say
the little
it
things
again.
That fester. So what you have to do is what I call those relationship check-ins. How you doing today? You know what? I don't know if what I said to you really hurt your feelings, so can we talk about that at this moment? And if you have that open, honest communication, it's not going to be your feelings is going to be hurt, but it's a chance to keep your relationship where it needs to be. If you guys are past that point of actually talking, I'm going to be honest. I have two strengths. I recommend everybody get one. They are totally unbiased. They're going to tell you that your crazy is real. Because you don't need people that's going to just go along with everything you say, which is what some of our friends do. But you can get a third party, get somebody else to talk to, somebody that can counsel you and your mate, because you need that. If you're past that point, we can't have open and honest communication. If you're past the open and honest communication and there's just no way you're going to be able to go to counseling together, and keep in mind that, yeah, you can supplement, but you still love this person because you're with them for whatever your reasons you're with them. But if you start supplementing, if you lay down with somebody long enough, you're going to catch feelings for them. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
And you can love 50 million people at once, but you cannot be in love with two people at once.
Well.
And you've got to see, place it against what you're going to lose. It's what I'm gaining, what I'm going to lose. And I'm going to be honest. Man, when you guys decide to supplement or cheat or whatever you want to call it, you guys always cheat down. Don't cheat down. I mean, if you're going to do something, cheat up. I'm just saying.
That's another show. Thank you, Signature.
You're welcome.
You know, because but I think a lot of people do that, no matter. I think it's on both sides. And I think it is because, you know, if what you hold, what you have, you hold in high esteem, you know, it's like, okay, if you go above that, then it's like, oh, okay, well, then why am I with this? I think that's why, you know, some people will take a step back. But I think sometimes, too, it's the supplement. People are finding something or looking for something just to replace a small piece of what it is that they're missing, you know. And you know, if they can do that, they feel okay. So, but I think, you know, about the bigger part of the question that I think I was asking is, you know, what do you do? You know, what are some ways, and like you said, you know, Sig, counseling is key. Well, what are some ways that you can reach out to your partner and say, this is what I need, stopping short of drawing a diagram, doing a PowerPoint presentation, doing a spreadsheet in Excel? You know, how do you get it across that this is what I need? And then furthermore, when you've done everything that you know how to do, what does that say when your partner still isn't giving you what you need? Is it a situation where, and this is where you have to pay attention, is it a situation where maybe they just don't know how? And maybe you should have realized that from the door, you know, or is it just a lack of respect of, you know what, well, I'm not, you know, this is the best I can give you and that's it, that's all, ain't no more. I'm not going to give you anything else. You know, it becomes now about paying attention. Like, did you really see what you, last week, the last show we did you see what you wanted to see in that partner in the beginning and not look for something more to really see who they were, to see if they could truly give you all the things that you needed?
You know, Lady J, I want to chime in on that, what you just said. You know, I think personally, if a person is giving you, if they're giving you something, they may not know how to love. I mean, they may have grew up in an environment, they may not know. But if they're showing you something that they're willing to learn or they just open up, they may not know how to communicate it, but maybe they're trying their own way. Hey, listen, it's okay to say, look, I don't know, or help me understand. You have to listen to that person when they say that. You have to, because sometimes I think in relationships, we expect people to automatically have the answers. And if they're giving you an olive branch and they're putting out, they're asking for help, help them out. Because you know what? Sometimes they always say it takes maybe a stronger woman to make a better man, or vice versa. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, the person to complete you, but sometimes it takes a patient person who understands that you're trying, you want to be with that person, but they may not know how. But that person will take the time, show you how to love, because they're going to give you love, not just talking about it. They're going to give you love, so it can be reciprocated back. So, you know, it's also patience too. It's patience in loving someone, and it's got to be patience in it.
Patience is key in everything, no matter what you do, no matter what stage of your relationship you're in, because even when it's new and it's beautiful and we're in the honeymoon stage, you know, like we talked about before, you're like, ah, damn, I got to get used to the way you chew. I hate the way you chew. I'm going to just keep telling you to close your mouth, and I'm going to be patient and hope that you get that. That really bugs me, close your mouth. You know, but patience is key in every aspect of a relationship. So no matter where you are, you know, there has to be patience. But also, too, there has to be an openness. There has to be an openness to being told or being shown something. You know, you can't come into a relationship and think that you know everything. You know, and that whole adage of with age comes wisdom is bullshit. Because just because you're a certain age does not mean that you know certain things. It does not mean that you know how to love somebody. It does not mean that you know how to physically always please every single person that you're with. That, no, because it's some dumbass old folks, you know, so let's get that clear.
Oh.
You know, because a lot of times, really, because we often say, oh, well, you know, you're at a certain age. I shouldn't have to show you. I shouldn't have to teach you. I shouldn't have to do. Why not? Why not? Just
That's
because
right.
they are at a certain point in their life doesn't mean they've had certain experiences in their life. And even if they did have those experiences, they did not have them with you. And like I say over and over and over again, what you do with me is nothing like you've ever done with anybody else. And not saying that I'm all that, even though I'm all that, but what I am saying is I'm an individual. I am different from the last one, and I'm going to be different from the next one. So you have to be open to someone saying, maybe no, that's not what I need. Let me show you what I need. Let me tell you what I need, and not feel some kind of way about it. You know, we often, when we do get a certain age, especially we call ourselves grown, we take it all as criticism. It's not criticism.
Right.
I'm trying to tell you how to make me love you beyond the moon and back, because this is what I need. And if you're willing to give it to me, oh man, how I'm going to feel about you. But if you take it as I'm being critical, you know, and of course it all is in how you deliver it too. You know, delivery is amazing. You know, what's that old thing from psychology, sociology, Daryl, that Dr. Levine would say, that test about when you take a $100 steak and you put it on a piece of china and you put it on a garbage can lid, it's still a $100 piece of steak, but it's how you present it that people are going to take it. So, you know, find a way to present it to your partner, but don't always take it as somebody being critical about who you are and how you are. I'm just telling you what I need. And guess what? Unless you got a fucking crystal ball, you are still learning me. You're getting to know me. So you don't automatically know what I need. So when I tell you what I need, how I need it, when I need it, don't get offended by it. Take notes. Understand.
That's right.
Be like, oh, okay, this is what she needs. This is what he needs. This is how she needs me to love her. This is how she, you know, he needs me to love him. Shit, this is how we need to fuck each other, just so that we can keep fucking.
Well, with that being said, we're doing something special tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And usually we go a little 5 minutes longer, but I have an ending song I want to leave everybody off with. So at this point, I want to do closing remarks. I know time always flies when we're doing the show, and I enjoy the dialogue that we have. I know. But I want to do first, being that we had the lovely Miss Signature online. Sid, do you have any closing remarks you want to let the listeners know about? About loving some, loving being loved back? We just lost Sig.
Bye, Siggy.
It's all good. Daryl, you got any closing remarks? Got any closing remarks,
sure
big dog?
I sure do.
Great show.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, when you give your all to somebody, that's exactly what it implies. That means everything, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Like I said, from the moon to the stars and back. Whatever you have to do to make that person realize that they are the utmost in your life, don't be afraid to give it. Don't be afraid to show it. Also, unplug sometimes. Take the cell phone and bury it. Take the tablet and bury it. No computer, no telephone, no nothing. Just light a candle, a bottle of wine, and talk to each other. Like, literally use words between the two of you. Don't talk about the kids. Don't talk about work. Don't talk about anything except for the two of you, how you feel and what you need. What do you miss? Are you missing anything that you desire? Write down what makes this moment more perfect for you.
All right, brother.
That's it for me tonight. Love y'all. Woo!
Awesome. We have Sig back. Sig, just real quick. I know that we lost you, but can you just leave some closing remarks for some of our listeners in loving and being loved back?
Yeah. Just remember, when you met that person, when you see people together, couples that you think is odd because he's a 10 and she's a 0, or what, vice versa, whatever. When you remember, because people say oftentimes, what did she see in him? What did he see in her? When they were younger and they met, when she looked at him, he was wearing a jersey. What she saw was a man in a suit. She saw a future. When he looked at her, he saw a girl popping gum. But what he saw in her was a lady that could cook a 15-course meal for him. So remember what happened when you saw that person, that moment, you decided this person is the one. And go back to that feeling and hold on to it after that. Don't let it go.
Well said. Lady J. What you got, Lady J? You got a minute, baby.
just be open, just be honest. I think, you know, the biggest key in any kind of is honesty, you know, and I have to feel comfortable enough in telling you what I need and what I want and what I desire. And furthermore, not only do I have to feel comfortable with telling you, I have to feel comfortable with you receiving that. And when you receive that and we can go forward and we can tweak and we can make things work, like I said, you know, love, relationships, everything is custom made. It's not something that you buy off the rack. You know, we start with the same material that, you know, is a buy one, you know, one size fits all, but then we custom make it to work for us. You know what? Be willing to let it out. Be willing to take it in. Be willing to swim it down. Whatever it is that you need to do to make that love last.
Very good. Very good. Now, my closing remarks, we're going to do something different that we usually don't do on the show. I'm going to leave you with a particular song, and then the lyrics goes like this. Measure for measure, your love so much pleasure. Like a haunted melody came inside and captured me. I am so happy. With the rhythm to my rhyme, you and I together, we stand the test of time. So I just want to leave that with you, and I'm going to play this for you, and I want you to enjoy one another. Enjoy the person that you're with. Let them know you love them. Life's too short to go on without telling you love that person.
I love you guys.
Because you know how to love me.
Shadow. Shadow Radio.
This is Lady J. You are listening to Relations, the internet's number one slow jam and adult talk show here on Shadow World Radio.